QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Kind of, what are we doing? We're gunning the motors once again in the red. It's time for another hour of the program. The fill-in professor, Terry Keyes, back here in studio with me, ready to help answer the questions that are most important to you. Standing by, ready to help you out. A lot of things to talk about this hour, folks, and we'll be taking your phone calls as usual. In fact, we got some people on hold, so we're going to take the phone calls first. Right now, your turn to take part in the program. If you want to get on board, I suggest you do so now. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. I said we'll take your calls first, so grab your phone. You give us a call. Email. Send those questions and comments to us here at the show, wealthed.com, our website, WEALTH, at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Brain Trust, here in the form of Terry Keyes, a chartered financial consultant, standing by, ready to talk with you. Keep in mind that the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, which bring you this hour of the program, they can help you out with your own individual situation. We've been doing it all day today. If you want a personalized bucket strategy or anything else, you get in touch with Professor Plum or Terry Keyes or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air. They'll set you up with your own bucket strategy. They got an entire network of Brain Trust advisors. They're ready to advise you on just about any situation at all. Off the air, 800-644-1150. And on the air, 877-PLANNER. Terry, looks like you're champing at the bit.
I hate it when people they try to use the fear. I call it the fear of scarcity. In other words, what that means is there's only three spots left. If you call in the next 20 minutes, we have three spots left.
Oh, you mean like when you're signing up for
something?
Yeah, some
like
kind
if
of
the five
a,
people call, they're going to do business with all five of them. Of course they are. I saw a solar commercial on TV earlier this morning that says, you got to call this hour, and I'm only going to do this for 10 people because we're losing money doing this. I'm only going to do it for 10 people. So I was just looking at the clock. I'm thinking, all right, if you want a financial question answered this week, you only have 50 minutes left. Because this show only has 50 minutes approximately left in it, Johnny.
Yeah,
and if you don't pick up
ticking.
The phone and call 877-PLANNER, the clock is ticking. But that's not a fake statement. You really do only have 50 minutes left.
Well, no, we can. That's verifiable.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
We can't stay on the air any longer.
You've heard, though. I've heard the same thing where they say the first 10 people who call. Or if you're,
the dentist in L.A., he's going to do.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He's going to redo your teeth, but I can only do it for 25 people. So call now.
It's an eye doctor that does the same thing.
When I call, what number am I? Am I number 17?
Oh, you just missed it. Sorry. Keep your $5,000 dental fee. I don't want it now. All right. 877-PLANNER. We got to take some calls, and we'll get into some more of this long-term care stuff that we haven't had time for. But whatever you want to talk about. 877-PLANNER. All right, we're going to test Terry's mettle here.
Woo.
Mo in Sacramento is first up this hour. Hi, Mo.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you today?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
no problem,
what's up,
buddy?
Hey, I'm calling about my parents. My mom, she never worked that much. My dad has got his full 40 quarters. He's retired. He's 75. My mom is 70. Mm-hmm. What she is receiving... possible benefits through his Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And their combined income is probably close to about $2,000, and plus he gets about $400 from his 401k. The question we were pondering at the house, or they were pondering, and we were trying to figure out an answer for is, can my mom qualify for Social Security even though she doesn't have the full 40 quarters?
Well, she can qualify for a spousal benefit. Is your mom not taking Social Security off your dad's right now?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that's what she can do.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's all she could do. I mean, so, and I'm hopefully at their ages now, they're doing it. So I don't know when your dad turned his on, but it is what it is at this point. He doesn't get a do-over at his age. And then your mom should be getting, depending on when she did it, she should be getting half of his 66.
Now, I'm sorry, does she have any quarters at all? Did she, or is it just not?
She's got some quarters, but she doesn't have the full 40.
Okay.
It's the same thing my wife is going to do, Mo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And now they had another question. Well, somebody told them about, hey, you could lose your Medicare or Medicaid, some kind of benefit that they receive if they have so much assets and stuff like that.
No. So here's what they're doing. There's two things. They can't lose their Medicare. I mean, they could if they have tons of income. They can charge you more for your Medicare.
Right.
So forget about Medicare. That's the health insurance. Medicaid is for people who have no assets left. Okay. So if you have no income left and all your assets are gone, you have to rely on Medicaid
or Medi-Cal if you're in
California. Medi-Cal. Yeah. Yep. And that's what they're talking about. But your parents seem in their situation with $2,400 a month of income. They're going to be fine. They're not going to rely on it's basically welfare for retired people.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not an issue with your parents.
Okay, very well. Yep. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mo. Thank you.
Your answers.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
You
Mo.
Bet.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. You know, there's people. Somebody's probably selling something out there, John. And they
well,
use
or you
these
read
scare
stuff.
Tactics.
I mean, it's you know, I found anytime you go and you start typing in questions with regard to Social Security or Medicare, some of the first things that pop up in the Google search results are sort of, you know, people wanting you to click on their site by telling you, hey, it's going to run out. You got a deadline. You got to do this. You got to do that. Now, in his case, it was his mom who didn't have either any credits or not enough credits to qualify for her own benefit. You have to have a certain amount to get your own benefit. But for people who don't work at all, spouses, you can. It was originally designed, as a matter of fact.
She married up. Back in the day, I mean, hate to say it, back in the day, the women didn't work and the men did, so they designed it that way. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's right. So out of that came survivor benefits, et cetera.
Yep.
All right, let's move along. We do have two lines open, but get them now because, as I said, it's been a busy, busy day on the phones. 877-PLANNER and a wonderful, wonderful mix of different topics. John, next up, Allentown, PA. Hi, John. I think.
Living here in Allentown, that's all I think of.
Right. John, you there? No?
Living here
okay.
in Allentown.
Well, all right. Well, let's check and see where John was.
He wanted
John
to
had
know
a question about a required minimum
I'm
distribution.
I'm going to answer this question anyways, John.
It's a good question.
I hope he's listening. And if he comes back on, guys, put him back on the air so we can say hi to him. But he wanted to know about required minimum distributions from multiple accounts. So we get this question all over the country every week. And it's a pretty basic answer if I understand what he's asking.
Because you have people with 403Bs,
401Ks,
and 401Ks,
and
maybe
IRAs.
Some traditional IRAs,
right.
And you got a whole different mix. So let's get into this.
Let's do a little class on it. This
all
is
right.
a good opportunity and a good way to describe. All right. First of all, individual retirement accounts, IRAs, have required minimum distributions beginning the year you turn 70 and a half. And as we described yesterday, I think, John, or the day before, I forget, I lose track of time. You can take, in the very first year, you can defer your 70 and a half benefit, and you can take two of them the following year when you're 71. We like to see you take one in the year you turn 70 and a half, and then take your next one when you're 71.
Right.
But be that as it is, those are the rules for an IRA. Now, the next question comes up, and what you do, by the way, if you have six IRAs, okay, you could total the value of all of them together, okay, and take your minimum distribution from the total of them, even though they're all in different accounts, as long as they are individual retirement accounts.
Yep.
One could be at XYZ, one could be at Lucia Capital Group, one could be somewhere else, they could be different places even, okay? So with that said, that's easy. We do it for people all the time. We add them all up. We calculate based on their age, and we give them their RMD. And they only take it out of one account, even though it was based on all.
Well, let's give an example here. Let's say you have four different IRAs. Let's keep it easy.
You have $100,000 in each one.
Right. So you have $400,000. You got a lot of money, but you have $100,000 in each one of those accounts.
Yeah.
All right. Just for simplicity's sake, you look and you say, well, there's a roughly $4,000 required minimum distribution.
It'd be about 16. Would be.
I'm
the
sorry,
minimum.
16. That's right. 1.4%.
I'm helping
that's
you out. All right.
That's fine. You have about a $16,000 required minimum distribution. Well, you could take that entire $16,000 out of one.
One of the four.
Of those four.
Leave all those alone.
Does
now,
not have to go through all four.
So you can add them all up. However, you can't do that with 403s and 401s, okay?
Nope.
403Bs, 401Ks, or simples, you must do your own calculation. So most people, it's not a problem because when they do retire, John, they take the 401k and roll it into the IRA just for simplicity reasons, and it solves the problem. They're right back to adding up all their IRAs. But if for some reason there's a really good reason to keep your 401k there when you're 70, where it used to be, you must do the calculation on the 401k and take it physically from that 401k and then do the IRA calculation and take it from any one of the IRAs. That's the answer to living there in Allentown.
And maybe you have two or three 401ks. Forget the IRAs for a second. You worked at three or four different jobs. You left the 401ks there. Whatever it is, you've got to take a required minimum distribution from each of those 401ks.
Can't add them together like you can the IRAs.
You cannot.
Cannot do it.
Each one.
Don't see that too often, but every once in a while you'll see someone with two 401ks.
Yeah, or you have a 403b and a 401k. I mean, whatever.
I don't know. You know. The only reason, we might as well just expound a little bit, the only reason you really leave one there is maybe they got a really, really good fixed account that you can't get anywhere else. Other than that, there's so many investment opportunities in just a IRA rollover with a general brokerage firm than there are in most 401k. So it's usually not a problem, but we do see it from time to time. And was it John in Allentown?
Yeah.
John, if you're listening, I hope that answers
tell
your
you
question.
What, I was told he's back, but guess what? Now we have to step aside.
But
just for a couple of minutes, all right?
So, John, if you have more, stay.
Well, hold on.
If you're satisfied with the answer.
No. I want you to ask it again because, you know, he may not have missed
it. Maybe we'll just make John famous and put him on the air for everybody.
Well, we will. So hold on, John. We're going to get to you when we come back.
All right.
On the air. You all right there?
I'm all right. Staying corrected.
It was a great answer.
I was going to cut him loose if he wanted to leave.
No. Don't you. You can't leave when you called. That's it. This is a law. I've made this a rule. All right?
Johnny Dean's rules. We've got
there's a rhythm that has to be followed, and that's why.
If
you're calling, you're coming up. We're going to answer your question. Don't go away. But now we have three lines open somehow, so call 877-PLANNER. Time is running out, right?
Yes, the scarcity. The fear of scarcity.
You've got less than 45 minutes to call 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Napa know-how!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how.
And participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Amazing. We talk money during the break. We talk money after the break. We talk money after the show. I don't know how we do this, Terry. You and I.
That's not the truth. I usually talk Giants, Dodgers, baseball during
all right,
the break.
But when we're here in the show, you and I, we've been going back and forth on these IRA things. This is great. All right, 877-PLANNER. If you want to meet the Brain Trust, we'll tell you how in just a little bit. You can do so coming up in Santa Clara, but I'll tell you later. Right now, let's get back to the phone lines. I was told that John in Allentown, PA is back. We sort of answered the question, but I want John to ask it because we don't know what kind of twist
he has. Because he's living there in Allentown.
John, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Thanks. I just wanted to get you a chance to ask your question, so go right ahead.
Okay, yes. I got mixed feedback about this. I have a letter from a tax-deferred annuity, a 403B, and the four options I have is receive a payment in the amount of your RMD,
yep.
Receive a new direct withdrawal from TRS, you know, I guess that exceeds that amount,
yep.
Annuitize the entire balance, or, and this is my problem, receive payment from another 403B plan to meet RMD requirements. Now, I call them up. And I question, does it have to be from a 403B? And they refer me back to the letter and say it does.
Do you have another 403B?
No.
Well, then that's not an option. So that's...
I have another tax-deferred annuity.
But what...
I rolled over money into a Janus account.
But if you rolled it over, John, it's an IRA. So what they're saying is... And I wasn't even aware of this because normally you have to take it from account once it's a 401k. There might be, John, I don't know, for a rule of 403Bs, you could take it from one or two if you have multiple 403Bs.
Each individual 403B needs to have its own.
Yeah, it should have its own, but they're telling him on this letter that he could take it from another 403B. The bottom line is you don't have another 403B, John. So my advice is...
Well, is it the same school district and all that? Or was it a school district, or what is it from?
New York City Board of Education.
Yeah. Okay, so it's different 403Bs, but the same...
No, he only has one. He doesn't have a second one.
Yeah, oh, okay. I have one 403B.
He only has one.
All
right.
I have another, qualified account.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
A minimum distribution from.
Right.
And I want to know if I can take them all from one.
No. So all your other IRAs you can add up, all right? If they're qualified accounts, just regular rollover IRAs, you can add those all up and take one check from one of them. From this particular 403B, the first option is the one you're going to take if all you want is the minimum. Do you want more than the minimum or no?
No.
All right. Then you're going to do a calculation of what the RMD on the balance of your 403B was of 1231 last year, okay, and you're going to take it this year.
Right. So I do have to take it from that 403B?
Yes, yes, you do.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yep.
That answers my question.
You're good, John. Thank you. So we did need to clarify that for him.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm really confused, John, because they did give him an option, and this is a custodian there, and so I'm assuming they know what they're doing. They gave him a fourth option that said, or take it from another 403B if you have one, basically. And I didn't understand the rule. I know 401K you got to take. If you have four 401Ks, you got to take one from everyone. Maybe. We'd have to ask the Professor Plum. This is interesting. There might be another rule. I don't think there is, but why did they put that in his letter then?
Something is wrong. That's why
maybe he might have misunderstood it.
Hence my confusion. I thought maybe he was saying there is another 403B.
No,
somewhere.
He said he had another tax-deferred annuity, but a tax-deferred annuity could be anything. It doesn't have to be a 403B.
Okay, well, I made
it could be non-qualified. It could be an IRA. It could be anything.
I made that leap, and maybe I shouldn't have. But
that's okay.
There's no other reason why they would have said this unless the custodian made some kind
but
of mistake.
But in the end, the answer is simple. The answer is simple. Take your 403 RMD from it and take your IRA ones from one of your IRAs.
That's it. All right. Okay, 877-PLANNER, required minimum distributions. That's another topic that we've talked about many times on this program. And yes, when you have an IRA, you can add up all of your IRAs and take your required minimum distribution from just one of them, but not true from the 403B. Simple IRAs is another one, traditional IRAs, et cetera, and 401Ks, any of those retirement plans. Okay, let's see. Where is that? I had an email here. Wait a minute. Doris in Long Island.
That's not
on your sheet because this one came in separately.
Well, you're trying to throw me a curveball here or what? I
want to see how well you respond. Okay. All right, we got a pinch hitter in here.
All right, let's see.
A relief pitcher who throws a little differently. This is what I do.
All right.
I'm 65. My husband is 67. We're retired with state pensions and receive Social Security. We have an annuity, some deferred comp, $200,000 in the bank from the sale of our old home to use for either paying down the principal on the new house or investing. Now, our life insurance company has recommended investing in a flexible premium adjustable life insurance policy. We have a policy worth $57,000 now. They suggest a $50,000 outlay with $12,000 a year for the next 9 years. This would be a $300,000 life insurance policy. Maximum cumulative premium in 2027. Now, you may need to explain that.
It means you're going to pay, they're asking to roll over $50,000 and pay $12,000 a year
until 2027,
which is basically
okay.
11 years.
Dora says, is this a good investment? I don't
no.
know if everybody followed that,
no.
but let's talk about this.
First of all, and we again, the problem with emails is I can't ask questions like we just did of John. You know what I mean? We could just keep digging in and digging until we get to the core.
But that's what we've got.
I know. So we're dealing with what we got here. But let me explain. Normally, flexible premium accumulation life insurance policies are not good investments at all. Okay, you buy life insurance for a death benefit. Now, why in the world does a 65 and a 67-year-old couple need another $300,000 of death benefit? I mean, if they die, their kids get what they get. So what? If there's a mortgage, there's a mortgage. I really don't care. I mean, now, if they're just really, really doing everything they possibly can to make sure their kids get everything, get the house, get the mortgage paid off, all these things. But, John, what's 11 times 12,000? Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's $132,000.
Right.
No, plus the $50 up front.
Yeah.
They're asking her and he to lay out $182,000 over the next 11 years for a $300,000 death benefit.
What kind of a deal is that?
Does that answer your question? Is it a good investment? No, it's not a good investment.
Well, wait, for the insurance guy it is.
For the insurance agent selling the policy, it's a great investment. For his annual 1099, it's a great investment. Okay?
But for Doris, what?
For
not
Doris,
so much.
Not so much. No, Doris. What I would do is you've got a life insurance policy with $57,000 in it. Take a reduced paid-up policy and leave that one to your kids. And if you ever need the $57,000, you could cash that policy out or 1035 it to an annuity and take lifetime income payments if you need the income. There's lots of strategies you can do with the existing one. But this is someone out there selling a 65, 67-year-old couple life insurance that doesn't need it. Unfortunately, it happens every day. Now, that doesn't mean they couldn't walk in the studio today and give me some scenario that I didn't just say, and there might be some huge need for life insurance. But
Would you ever buy life insurance policies for any reason, even if they don't, I mean, if you don't need life insurance in the first place? Because
I run into people once in a while who say, I know it's not that great an investment, but in case I die early, just in case, cause here's where this would be a good investment. They buy this, and both of them next week run off a cliff somewhere in their car by making a wrong turn. They've only got the $50,000 in, their kids get $300 tax-free. Great investment for the kids. But how likely is that scenario, John?
Happened to Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, one in a
billion. But not very likely.
So if that's the scenario and you're really worried about that and you want to take that what if off the table and you come to me and you ask for it, fine. But I'm not out there pitching that idea to people.
Okay. And I can
see the difference?
Why. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. All right. Just be careful what's being pitched. It's one of the reasons we talked about life insurance.
Odds are this person is an insurance agent only.
What now?
Odds are the person pitching this is only a life insurance agent.
And so it's
can't do all the other financial products they probably need.
And it's one of those deals where life insurance solves everything.
Yep.
Or to some annuity salespeople, Annuities solve everything.
All problems.
All right. We've got to take a break. You get the truth here, I do believe. 877-PLANNER. Lines open. Call now. Brain Trust. There's running out of time. 877-PLANNER. Don't go away.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Bucket Strategy Investing, that's the program. Johnny Dean, that's the host, co-hosting Terry Keyes, in for Professor Rick Plum. Talking to you about your money, talking to you about, I don't know, anything at all. Retirement, Social Security, annuities, life insurance, law, long-term care. Man, have we covered it today.
Solar systems? We could talk solar systems if you want.
Not the one that's out in space. You're talking about
the solar system for your home.
Why would we talk about
that? I'm just saying that's how diverse we can get.
Oh, okay. I would suggest...
It's somewhat related to financials. Okay. What would you do with the money you save?
Sounds like a commercial.
Could you put it in a Roth?
Well, not if you're not working. Yeah. How's that? You got to have earned income for that.
Okay.
All right, 877-PLANNER. I want to get to a couple more calls here. We will finish up some of this long-term care if we have time. If not, that's all right. Let's get next to Robert in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you today?
Surprised that I'm on the phone with you.
Well, you called, so this is what we do.
I don't handle this very well, but in any case, I have a question.
Yes, sure. Please, go ahead. Sure.
I'm 70. It's about Social Security and the new rule that goes out of effect on the end of April.
Yes.
Okay. I happen to be, I took Social Security when I was 62. I am now 75.
Right.
My wife, who's 11 years younger than me, has never taken Social Security. She works full time. She's a nurse, but she's considering retiring. And next year, when she turns 66, to take my the spousal off of me.
Until
she's 70.
Yep.
And I tell her that because of the new rule, she has to activate her Social Security before April the 29th or 30th, and then suspend it the same time.
She does not have to. And it's confusing. I don't blame you for thinking that, Robert, because there's two things. If anybody is still 66 right now, they can still file and suspend this month, and that's it. Then it's over. But what we're talking about is the restricted application. When she turns 66 next year, she's going to take a restricted application, which she can do because she was born before 1954. That's a different rule. Anybody born after 54 can't even do that ever again.
Right.
So what she's going to do is take half of your benefit for 4 years, okay? And then she's going to turn on her 70 benefit only, and if only, that 70 benefit is going to be way more than what your benefit is.
It is, but is it still going to grow at the roughly 8% a year?
Yeah, that's exactly why we're doing it, Robert. She's going to take half a year's. What was your 62 benefit? What was it? Do you remember?
My current benefit right now, I have no idea. I don't remember
what
it was. Well,
62,
that
your current benefit.
Yeah, yeah. We have to try to
figure out. Current, I get $1,700, and they take the $100 and whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I get in my check $1,610.
All right. So they're going to look back at whatever your 66 benefit was, and they're going to give her half of that.
Well,
I'm going to guess it's about when you they have to it's just
they're
a guess.
Inflation indexing it.
Right. Though, so it's a total guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess she's going to get half of about.
What you're getting right now,
maybe $100 less. So she's going to get half of that for 4 years, while hers goes up 8% per year. What's her 66 benefit? You know,
it was $2,400. Is expected to be $2,400 at the end of this year.
All right, so good. So that means if she waits till she's 70, it's going to go to $3,000, maybe even a little more. Okay.
$3,200.
$3,200. So she's going to take half of your $1,800 for 4 years and be happy. And then the day she turns 70, she's going to get $3,200. You're still going to be in good health and running around with her, and you're going to get $1,800. You guys are going to knock down about $5,000 a month when that happens.
But you don't have to do anything, Robert.
Yeah.
But since she was over age 62 by the end of last year, All those people still are eligible to do what's called a restricted application. Anybody younger than that can't. She happens to be in the age where she can. So when she turns 66, she has to do this once she hits full retirement, which she'll do when? When is it going to be? A year
next
or two?
Next year.
May of 17.
Okay, so when she hits that, she can do what's called a restricted application. She wants to only get the spousal benefit from you.
Right.
All right? She will apply for that, allow hers to grow. She can do that all the way up until age 70, and then take her age, switch over to her age 70 benefit, again, assuming that's higher than what she's getting, you know, as a spousal benefit,
right.
Which obviously it's going to be because she's got quite a
big
benefit. That's a perfect solution. It's a great strategy. It's one they've taken away from everybody else, but you guys are in the proper age group.
You were born at the right time.
It wasn't taken away from you, yeah.
God takes care of me that way.
Yes. Well, it's amazing how that happens.
All right, Robert.
I was lucky.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great weekend.
Thank you. It's
now here, this for everybody. Here's what is going away. I mean, I know you said it, but here's what's really going away. Like, Rick's wife wanted to do this.
Rick Plum, you're saying.
Yeah, like, my wife is still going to take half of mine. My wife's going to take what's called the restricted application. She wasn't born before 54. She's going to take, but it's a spousal benefit then.
She can't take a restricted application.
It is. It's a spousal benefit. It's the same amount of money. What happens is she can't wait till she's 70 and then stop taking half of mine. Once she takes half of mine, she takes half of mine forever.
Well, yeah, it's just
it.
A spousal benefit.
Right.
It's not a restricted application.
People think of it as a restricted application. That's why I'm trying to clarify it. So what really goes away is this ability to wait 4 years once you take half of your spouse's. That's gone too. So file and suspend. And restricted application are the two things that people were taking advantage of.
You can still file and suspend. It doesn't matter. But once you file and suspend, you cannot. Nobody can take any benefit off of your record.
There's no reason to do it anymore then.
And if you're not 62 by January 1st of this year, you cannot do what's called a restricted application. You take a spousal benefit. Once you've taken a spousal benefit, regardless of what age you are, regardless of whether you're 66 or older, once you hit age 66, you cannot take just the spousal benefit. You have to apply for your own first, just as you have to do now prior to full retirement age. It's unfortunate.
I have no idea how much money that's going to save the government. But
the government doesn't save money.
Well,
there is no
on
saved money.
Well, there's checks they don't have to write any way you want to say it. But
it's ridiculous.
It's money people won't get. Let's just put it that way.
That's the worst part of it. They've decided that people have too much money. People have too much money. That's what they've decided. All right? Simple as that.
This is not bad. Robert and his wife are going to get, you know.
It was a great strategy.
And 5 years from today, when she turns 70, assuming he's still in good health and still around, they're going to get $5,000 or 4,000 some.
Now,
$5,000 a month.
Let me bring this up too, because Robert
and 18. Yeah,
because Robert had mentioned this deadline, and there's just way too much confusion. The deadline, which happens on April 29th, because that's the Friday, is for the file and suspend. All right,
2 weeks from today.
If you are under age, I'm sorry, if you are age 66, but you don't want to take your benefit yet. And you still want someone else to be able to take a benefit from your work record, as Robert was doing, although he's already receiving
his. He's beyond it, yeah.
You can do you file and suspend. You have to do that before April 29th. Now, there's a very, very small subset of people to whom this applies. Most of them who can do it have already done it. Or you don't qualify at all.
You have to have turned 66 within the last 12 months up till 2 weeks from today.
If
you were born May 4th and turned 66 May 4th in 3 weeks, you can't do it.
You can't do it, and there's nothing you can do about it. So there is no deadline for you. I just get tired of that, you know. Once again, it's
well, there's people
there are
sending
a lot
out mail and making calls, and all they're trying to do is meet with you because they want to sell you something else, okay? They're just using it. Common tactic in the insurance and the investment business. Just find something to disturb people with. And if you disturb them enough, they'll come to your office, and then you can pitch them whatever you want. You're just trying to get face-to-face with people who have money. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, or they're trying to get you to click on their website or whatever.
But in the end, why do they want you to click on their website? They want you to buy something.
Well,
they're trying to sell you something.
Of course. Anyway, and this, too, if you want some more help on this kind of a thing, since we're talking about it, I only got a minute left, you can go to our Facebook page, Wealth. If you're on Facebook, you search Wealth Ed, W-E-A-L-T-H. There's a guide right there at our Facebook page. Talks about the changes that are coming or are already here to Social Security. It's a free guide. There's a link right there. You click on that on our Facebook page. You can download it. It's like 5-6 pages. It's a quick read, 5-10 minutes max, but it explains everything that you need to know about this quote-unquote deadline, about file and suspend. And it attempts anyway to clear up some of the confusion. I guarantee you, we helped Robert there, but I guarantee you there are 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 other people just in the probably in the Phoenix area who are just as confused by it. And it's no wonder.
Well, here's the deal. Rick and I talked about this after the Houston workshop. After 2 weeks from today, there's no more discussion. It's over on the file and suspend.
Well, it is.
Next. 4 years from now, after everyone's beyond 66, that was 62 January 1st of this year.
No more restricted application.
That's all gone too. So we'll look back 5 years from now and we won't remember what those things were because they haven't been around for a while.
Unless they decide to bring the law back, which allows everybody to have more Social Security benefits. Rick says fat chance. I'm holding out. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. One more segment coming up next, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. And learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
There it is. I promised this.
I know.
This is the Rod Stewart. I promised you earlier.
You said there's more.
That's right. Well, this is it. This is our Friday Faces song.
When you promised it, I was really hoping for a little Maggie May myself.
This is better. This is better. This is early, early Rod. This is Faces Rod. All right. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. I have no idea what we haven't done yet today. We've taken so many calls. We've talked about so many different topics. We frankly didn't finish all the long-term care stuff. I said we were going to get into how the pricing has changed, sort of the history of it a little bit. What do you do? What have companies done because it's become too expensive? What different products do they have? We really didn't get into all that.
So in a couple of weeks, we'll throw Rick out of here. I'll come back. And we'll do it.
You're going to talk about that? Well, I got a little bit of time. I still may throw a question or two.
We want to do it full. I mean, we did a little bit, but we want to give it the full service it deserves. All the history of long-term care, the history of pricing of long-term care, the future of long-term care, the types of long-term care,
et cetera.
That's an hour show. Easy.
Well, coming up on this program on Monday, you and I, you're going to be back, aren't you?
Yeah, I still understand why. I don't know why Rick's going on a honeymoon with his children. Just it seems very odd to me.
Tagging along.
It seems very odd.
Well, you remember your kids went out on their first date? Weren't you out there following them? You know.
I don't know if he's sits a row behind him on the plane.
I have no idea. But
on
anyway,
the beach, if they're on the beach in Hawaii, does he sit like behind him with a towel and lay on the beach? It's very, very strange to me.
Okay, well, Terry Keyes will be with me on Monday.
Yes.
Maybe, we'll see how caffeinated he is. But we're going to be talking on the program on Monday about how advisors get paid. Now, okay, there's a big thing going on. The Department of Labor put out the new set of standards for some people. Now, these are the same kind of standards that registered investment advisors have had to conform to, right, Terry Keyes?
Well, let's back up for a second, though. Initially, they reported that the Department of Labor had met and they were going to severely change the regulations,
right,
and all that. So that's what that was all the fear in the investment world that happened. So for everybody, it was going to be some dramatic change for everyone. There was many products that wouldn't be available anymore for the average investor. Yeah, right. There were all kinds of things that they had actually put in writing that they were going to.
Yeah.
And in the end, all that happened is basically what you're saying, this fiduciary standard.
Okay? Right. There's something called a suitability standard that insurance agents and things like that.
Stockbrokers, too. FINRA brokers were held to a suitability standard.
Right.
And then there's all along, SEC, so Securities Exchange Commission, registered investment advisors, we've always been held to a fiduciary standard.
It's called a fiduciary, which is a stronger standard than just a suitability standard.
Chartered financial consultants and certified financial planners, by oath, basically, we've always been held to a fiduciary standard.
So
for me and for the people that I work with here, nothing's changed.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that on Monday, but also this whole thing about, what this caused was a debate or some talk about, well, you know, anybody who takes a commission for advice is ripping you off. Mm-hmm. Nobody, everybody should be fee only. So even if you have an entire bond portfolio, they should be able to charge a flat fee for that bond, manage it, doing what to bonds, I don't know.
I don't know, we're going to talk about this again on Monday, but here's the best example I give you. A commission mutual fund, one that pays a 4% commission up front, the fees are extremely low the rest of your life. What they wanted to do was say, no, you can't charge that 4% commission up front. Charge 1% every year for the rest of your life. So if someone stays in the investment for 20 years.
Guess what they pay?
They pay double. So it doesn't always make sense to just say, no, take the commission away.
Well, the implication is that anybody who does anything on a commission, and it, regardless of whether it's a broker or a car salesman or anybody like that, they're going to steer you into a wrong investment.
Well, it got scary for a while because it was just another example of the federal government getting involved in something it knows absolutely nothing about.
Gee whiz, how about that? All you got to do is ask the honest people who are doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, that's coming up Monday. That's going to get lively. Trivia for today. You want to do some trivia?
Sure.
We usually do it at this time. I'm running out of time. There's the music. This from the Treasury Department. Okay, the total debt of the United States on January 20th, 2009. Oh, this always gets
a little over 7 years ago.
Was $10.627 trillion. Okay,
that was Obama's first day in office, by the way.
The total debt of the United States on 1/14/16 was $18.924 trillion. Now, if you add that up, that's $8.297 trillion. So what?
So with one president out of 44 of them.
President doesn't do that.
I know, but I'm just saying one president's term. I didn't say he had anything to do with it. But during just one president's term out of 44,
yeah,
the debt doubled.
But the debt means nothing.
Well, it's paper. We talk about that all the time.
No, it's not just that it's paper. If you make a deposit at your bank, you put $100,000 in your bank,
mm-hmm,
your bank's debt just increased by $100,000. Mm-hmm. Is the bank in trouble?
No. Well, they have an asset on the books of $100,000. The money's in there.
No, that's a liability. A deposit is a liability.
But they hold an asset to match liability. It shows up as a zero on their books. We have $18 trillion in debt.
Do you know what that means?
There's no deposits for the $18 trillion
there are
anywhere.
$18 trillion.
Room are they in?
They're at the federal.
If
bank.
I take my $100 bills at the bank, they're actually in the bank. I just gave them to the bank. There's no $18 trillion in any bank in the United States.
Yes, there are. Federal, that's the amount of money the world holds in savings bonds.
Yeah.
That's money sitting in the bank.
Printed bonds.
They were issued. That's money. It's no new money created. If they wanted to pay it off tomorrow, they could. They just move it from the savings account to a checking account, just as your bank would do.
And the inflation would be?
No, there is no new money is created. None.
Oh, and so you know if this you and cash the rest in of the your, world. So you know this and the
yes,
rest of the world doesn't.
It's not the rest of the world. No.
There's no. Why don't we just do it then?
We could. If everybody said, if you went to your bank and you said, I want to get out of my bond, what'll they do?
I'm saying the government, though. Why don't the
same
government
thing. Government
just,
doesn't matter. Federal bank or local bank.
Why doesn't everybody do it then?
They could. Be paid off tomorrow and no new money is created. That's what I mean. The debt is not like your credit card debt. The federal debt is not like your credit card debt. The federal debt is simply what the amount of money we have in savings accounts marked treasuries. That's it. It's gone up because when they deficit spend, they are required from a 1940s law, back when we were on the gold standard, to issue an equal amount of bonds. You see what I mean?
Nobody bought the bonds.
Yeah, they did. They're all they
Who
have
bought
18
them?
Eight what an extra $8.2 trillion of bonds was sold over the last 8 years.
An extra $8 trillion of money was spent. The bonds weren't sold. We bought our own bonds, unfortunately. So nobody bought them. We bought back our own bonds.
We didn't buy back our own bonds. All right, we're out of time. You want to talk to Terry? I didn't get to these emails. I promised emails. What's wrong?
They weren't that good. The trivia was better. The phones rang. The questions were better. If that happens,
if you want it,
you don't get to the long-term care discussion, and you don't get to the emails. We have a priority here of how we handle things. What is it? The phone calls always come first, right?
I'm out of time.
All right.
Do you want to talk to Terry off
the air? I don't hear the music yet.
You call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Get a word in edgewise. For Terry Keyes, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.